All right, Ken Roxton, thanks for sticking around for this. Look, no issues here, Ron. Great ride today. Take the win. You got to be stoked.
No, absolutely. All day we've been on and very good in qualifying too, even though I didn't think so. Like, I feel like I had more in the tank. But, you know, you got to take we got to take the positives from here, and just what we did today, I think, was very important, especially in these conditions. They can backfire on you very quickly. First moto was good. I didn't get that great of a start, but made some moves happen in the beginning. It was nice to have a clear track, and then I could kind of just ride my own boot. In the second moto, obviously, you know, it came down. Oscar and I, we were all hoping that we would at least get one moto in when it's dry, because if it's already muddy, you know how much of a hassle it is for the mechanics to get everything ready and whatnot. So we achieved that. And then second moto, you know, the 250s come in and they're done, and you're like, gosh, like, they're done and we got to go out now. So I was pretty...
Nobody takes a parade lap.
No. It's pretty sketchy, you know. You don't know. Like, you go from perfectly dry conditions and all of a sudden it's sloppy ass out there, especially the start straight. I mean, we were... not the start straight, but the turn. Yeah, it was pretty nuts. So a lot of things, you know, the bike has to hold up too. It's not always just the rider. The bike has to hold up, and you got to be careful with the clutch and all that kind of stuff. So finishing second there was good. We had a good battle there in the beginning, but I had some sloppy parts out there. So I just kind of, you know, took it extra easy and didn't really want to push the envelope too much. So, but it was great to get the overall.
Eli said you showed him some lines too, which really helped.
Yeah, I think so. I got some good lines on him because I had some good lap times, and I was sure that when he was behind me, we were yo-yoing too, because after he got back by me, you know, he'll be like quite far ahead, and all of a sudden I was right back on him. You know, the time just, you can gain and lose so much so quick. I went down then at 1.2, kind of in the where the half pipe is over there, and went down there. That cost me quite a bit of time. Got stuck behind the lapper in the last lap, and the guys from the behind were coming, so it was sloppy. I was just glad when it was done.
Big thing with you physically, you've mentioned you're not feeling that well. Supercross was up and down. How are we doing with that? It looks pretty damn good.
Yeah, I kind of surprisingly felt pretty damn good today. We kind of, I've covered all my bases, and I will still to this day, you know, it had something to do with the Lyme and all the antibiotics that I was on that wiped me out completely, like literally struggled big time with it. And now though, I don't know, there's nothing that I can do right now. Yeah, so I almost have to work myself back up. So we're on some, doing some smart training and good work, and see where we can be in, week out. But right now I just have to kind of work myself back up.
This is nobody's favorite track, I don't think. And I don't know, that might be because it's the first round outdoors, so it's a drastic change. But what do you feel about it?
Well, I've always done pretty good here, but favorite track, it's kind of whatever, but I like the ruts, and it gets kind of choppy here, but I'm a big fan of ruts, so when the bike's all dialed, it can be fun.
Yeah, that's a good point, right? All right, man, hey, thanks, great way to start the outdoors, and red plate.
Thank you. Yep.